This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to MLB Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition. Hello, everybody. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Greg John. As Greg gets ready to finally get to spring training, and Greg, I'm going to ask a question that makes me kind of laugh because it's just, I don't know, the Mariners have been kind of quiet lately. So are they done? Are there any more moves to make? What do you think is going to happen between now and, like, I don't know, a week and a half from now?
A week and a half for Jerry DePoto is like a lifetime for most people as far as moves. So it seems quiet right now, and I think he's pretty set on what he's going to camp with here. Camp, pitchers and catchers reporting on Monday, and they got that group pretty well set. But there is, there's so many free agents out there. Almost 100 guys still out there, and there's still a chance of guys, especially on like a minor league deal, coming to camp and some pretty good players that could still be just looking for a place to land. And I could see them still making a move like that. They're not going to make a big splash. Edwin Encarnacion is kind of the question. It's a guy whether they would be able to move him after picking him up during the winter. And certainly that's still a possibility, but it's pretty clear, Allison, that there's not a huge market for DHs, veteran DHs right now. Nelson Cruz went to the Twins, and Encarnacion, there's only a couple teams that would even maybe entertain a veteran of that kind to play DH. So that market is slow. And it seems to me they're more likely to go into the season with him and let him – let him hit and let some team come up with a need, to get farther and see if they can get a decent return for him. So I don't think they mind having Encarnacion at all, DH and kind of being an anchor in that middle of that lineup as they go into the season.
Yeah, I mean, they do want to have some guys that that have some experience, and they do want to try to win some games. So this isn't all about, just kind of like rebuilding or retooling or whatever you want to call it. You're going to have a lot to write about at spring training, and that is what happens for fans out there that wonder what it is like to cover spring training. The hardest ones to cover are the teams that are really, really good and where most of the positions are set and there's just not a whole lot going on. You will not be in that situation because there's going to be position battles. And can you give me maybe two or three things that are sort of the top of your list of things that you see as being the most intriguing as you go into spring training?
Yeah, I mean, it really all for these Mariners is all about the new guys and what direction they're going and the progress we see with this. The new names. I'm fascinated to get down there and see Yusei Kikuchi on the mound and see what he looks like. Obviously the big free agent addition from Japan. So he, when he gets out there and throws and the new prospects they picked up, the Justice Sheffield and Eric Swan, Justin Dunn, these are guys that we have not seen in a Mariner uniform, and most of us haven't seen them at all. So it'll be interesting to see what exactly they've got. This is what this whole year is going to be about, is developing those young pitchers as well as the position players. So it's going to be to getting the eyes on those guys and then seeing the mix and how this new group kind of fits together. Malik Smith came to a media luncheon, kind of his first introduction, just a personality just oozing from this kid, and it's gonna be fun to see him, how he gets in with that, D Gordon. And these two guys could just light up a locker room as far as I'm concerned. So it's gonna be fun just to kind of see the interaction and how those young guys fit in and as we go into it. And for me, it's getting to know these guys. I think it's gonna be the same for the fans. Domingo Santana as a kid, not getting a lot of publicity because there's been so many moves, but here's a young left fielder that had 30 homers and 875 OPS 2 years ago for the Brewers, just a huge year for them. And then, they went on and got Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich, and his playing time dipped, understandably, with those additions last year at the Brewers. And he did not have a good year. So, what he can show this spring could be huge as far as their development going forward. So, just those young, Shed Long. I could go just down the list of guys they brought in that are intriguing. And there's something exciting about new and the unknown. As you mentioned, this is not a team that you're going to trot out the same nine that we've been seeing. So who are these new guys? And just getting to know them, it's going to be very interesting for me, and I think the fans will get down to Peoria.
Yeah, when you talk about some of the veteran guys, the guys that have been on the team for a few years, how do you think that they're approaching all of this? I mean, I know that they'll be professional. They'll come into camp. They'll do their job and all of that. But do you think there's going to be any kind of consternation on the part of a D. Gordon and a Mitch Haniger, just guys that are, you know, they're there to win, and they probably know it's not going to be happening a ton this upcoming year. What do you think about that?
You know, it's a fascinating question. I've tried to put myself in those guys' shoes. You would have to be human. You wouldn't be human if you didn't go shoot. You know, we went from a team that won 89 and we're knocking on the door of a playoff berth, and it may not be quite that easy this year. And so I would think there's naturally going to be some initial disappointment. But one thing I've learned about athletes and people in general is they get excited by change as well. And to be part of something new and exciting, you know, if things develop as hoped, you know, that be part of that core group going forward has got to be, you know, pretty flattering. You know, these are the guys they kept, the guys they want to build around, the Mitch Hanigers and Marco Gonzalez's and D. Gordon. And you know, to be, I know D, for instance, he was the guy to get on the phone with these new kids when they picked him up. Was, you know, the first introduction, hey, you, and welcome to Seattle, you know, can't wait to get on the field with you, excited to see you. And so, you know, he's already stepped into kind of the lead guy in that clubhouse as far as, you know, being the veteran to come in and build around. So I think it works both ways. I think there's got to be some disappointment over, you know, what happened, where are we going here, but as well as the excitement of, hey, let's make this happen and let's see where we can go.
Yes, every week we try to spotlight a different player that fans know that they might want to keep their eye on. You know, a guy like Mitch Haniger, who we've talked about extensively, but really he does represent what DePoto kind of has in mind for the guy that you still want around in a couple of years when this trade is going to start turning again. So he's just a solid, young, good, talented player that I guess is great for this team. You know, how do you kind of view where he fits right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm eager to see Mitch's year here. I think he was so good last year. I think people forget that was his first full year first healthy year in the major leagues. You know, he came in the year before and got hurt, but still had a very good year. But last year was the first time he was able to play, you know, full season, and what he produced was amazing. I mean, he was a top 10 guy in WAR and in all position players. He was an all-star. He was the guy that DePoto did say, hey, this is what we want to build around. And he's one of those success stories, kind of the new modern launch angle guys. You know, there's a couple of them, you know, Chris Taylor, JD Martinez, these kind of guys, Mitch Haniger, the top of that list of guys who restructured their swing and really, really saw their careers go a new direction. You know, and here he is at 28 years old and, you know, still, I think, 4 or 5 years of team control left to be part of that mix. To me, the interesting thing is, you know, Mitch has gone from being a guy who was picked up as the other player in the Gene Segura Taiwan Walker trade to now being a cornerstone of this franchise. And it'll be interesting. He's a super solid guy. I think he'll handle that role well. But it is an adjustment to be, you know, be the guy in the clubhouse, to be the guy they're building around. And I think it'll be interesting to see how Mitch handles that. He's, you know, I know you were around him with some Allison in the trip to Japan this offseason. He's a guy who is very serious about his game, and I don't think he's going to let anything sidetrack him. But he is going to have to learn to kind of be that centerpiece of a, you know, there's no Robinson Cano, there's no Nelson Cruz, you know, left. There's Mitch Haniger in the middle of that lineup. And just where they hit him will be interesting. He hit a lot of different spots in the lineup last year. They put him up leadoff at the end of the year, and he just excelled there. He's not going to be leading off this year with Malik Smith in the group. So, you know, I think they will probably hit him second or third and you know, see where he can go with that. So I think an interesting year for Mitch Haniger. Super guy to root for, just a solid dude. And it'll be very fun to see how he handles this year and kind of being the key to that new group.
So you're going to have an interesting spring training. I mean, this is good because as much as we do love our jobs and we love writing about baseball, spring training becomes very tedious after a couple of weeks of doing the same thing every single day. I remember many times saying, in my 15 years in Kissimmee, Florida. I wish someone would just pick me up and take me to the other side of the world. Okay, not really. You are going to the other side of the world right in the middle of spring training. I am insanely jealous of you. So this is like kind of going to be a little bit of a crazy time for you, right? Because what is it, a week that you're going to have to allot to actually be over in Japan?
Yeah, it is a different spring. I mean, normally we go down and you spend 6 or 7 weeks in lovely Peoria, Arizona, which is pretty nice this time of year. I'm not going to lie. We got a couple inches of snow out here in Seattle, the first real winter snow we've got right now. And supposed to be a pretty good another storm coming in this weekend about the time I'm flying down to Phoenix. So maybe a nice time to get down there and get some sun. So I'm not going to argue with that part of it for sure. But it does drag out normally 6 weeks this year. We'll be there for one month before we get on the plane and head to Japan. So they're going to be playing games here in a week within the time we get down there. Everything's accelerated a little bit. It's going to be a little more, you know, pressure to get, especially with this new group, Allison. I mean, you know, not only are fans learning who these guys, so is the coaching staff and the club. And they're going to have to get guys squared away in time to get on that plane and be ready to go play games that count in a month's time. The A's in Japan. So we're spending a week in Japan. There'll be a couple exhibition games, some touring events, some time to see Tokyo, and then a couple ball games, and get back on the plane back to Seattle, and then a couple exhibition games, couple days off, and jump into a home opener against the Boston Red Sox. A pretty nice accelerated start to what should be an interesting season at the newly named T-Mobile Park.
Wow, that's going to be a nice leisurely time for you, Greg. So that's so great there. You're going to have a wonderful time over there. And we'll be talking to you next week, but I'll be telling you to travel safe probably 80 times between now and then. So thank you, Greg. Thanks to everybody for listening to MLB Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition. We'll talk to you next time.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.